Heather Spearman will be the sole new face on Airdrie City Council for the upcoming term, after finishing in fourth place among a group of 18 council candidates in the October 18 municipal election. The Airdrie resident of 14 years earned 4,937 votes, meaning she will replace Kelly Haig, who did not run for re-election this year after 17 years on council. All other positions on council will be filled by incumbents, including Tina Petro, Ron Chapman, Candace Colson, Al Jones, and Daryl Bellick. Spearman said after the election her word of the day was gratitude. "I am so grateful to the people of Airdrie," she said. "They have confidence in me, and they really showed it in the numbers when they voted me in." The first-time candidate said she has been honored by the support she received throughout her campaign, and thanked everyone who turned up to vote, whether it was for her or not. "I'm just so happy that people got out and voted," Spearman said, adding she is looking forward to working with council in the next 4 years. "There are some brilliant people on this council and I'm looking forward to learning from them, having difficult conversations with them, and sharing victories with them," she said. Spearman's campaign platform included improving the city's amenities, improving the city's communication with residents, increasing mental and physical health supports, and supporting the local arts community. Her platform also touted the importance of attracting new business and services to the city. As the only candidate who landed a seat as a non-incumbent in Airdrie's election this year, Spearman gave thanks to her family, campaign team, and the residents who voted for her success on election night. "Thank you so much, Airdrie, for having confidence in me," Spearman said. "Be ready to engage in conversations with your council. When we give you an opportunity to communicate your cares and your worries, and wins, please take advantage of them. Push us, hold us accountable, hold our feet to the fire because we are here for you." For full unofficial election results, click here.